welcome to a special program of holiday poetry brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm Nina, one of many volunteer readers here at Sun Sounds of Arizona. We're going to start with a really interesting modern poem called Model Train Display at Christmas in a Shopping Mall Food Court. And that's by James Arthur. These kids watching so intently on every side of the display must love the feeling of being gigantic, of having a giant's power over this little world of snow, where buttons lift and lower the railway's crossing gate, or switch the track, or make the bent wire topped with a toy helicopter turn and turn like a sped-up sunflower. A steam engine draws coal tender, passenger cars, and a gleaming caboose out from the mountain tunnel, through a forest of spruce and pine, over the trestle bridge to come down near the old silver mine. Maybe all Christmases are haunted by Christmases long gone, old songs, old customs, people who loved you and who have died. Within a family, sometimes even the smallest disagreements can turn and grow unkind. The train's imaginary passengers, looking outward from inside, are steaming toward the one town they should be going to, the town they have just left, where everything is local and nothing is to scale. One church, one skating rink, one place to buy a saw. A single hook and ladder truck and one officer of the law. Maybe in another valley it's early spring and the thick air is redolent of chimney smoke and rain, but here the diner's always open so you can always get a meal or go down to the drive-in looking for a fight. Or stay up all night, so tormented by desire you can hardly think. Beyond the edges of the model train display, the food court is abuzz. Gingerbread and candy canes surround a blow mold of Virgin Mary illuminated from within. A grapevine reindeer has been strung with sticks of cinnamon. And one by one, kids get pulled away from the model trains. Christmas Eve is bearing down and many chores remain undone. But for every child who leaves, another child appears. The great pagan pine catches and throws back wave on wave of light. Like a king-size chandelier announcing that the jingle hop has begun, and the drummer boy still has nothing to offer the Son of God but the sound of one small drum. James Arthur, the author of that charming poem, is also the author of Charms Against Lightning, published by Copper Canyon Press in 2012. He teaches at Johns Hopkins University and lives in Baltimore, Maryland. The next poem we have is titled To Mrs. K on Her Sending Me an English Christmas Plum Cake at Paris. What crowding thoughts around me wake, what marvels in a Christmas cake. Ah, say, what strange enchantment dwells, enclosed within its odorous cells. Is there no small magician bound, encrusted in its snowy mound? For magic surely lurks in this, a cake that tells of vanished bliss. A cake that conjures up to view the early scenes when life was new, when memory knew no sorrows past, and hope believed in joys that last. Mysterious cake whose folds contain life's calendar of bliss and pain, that speaks of friends forever fled, and wakes the tears I love to shed. Oft shall I breathe her cherished name, from whose fair hand the offering came, for she recalls the artless smile of nymphs that deck my native isle, of beauty that we love to trace, allied with tender, modest grace, of those who, while abroad they roam, The author of that poem, Helen Maria Williams, was a British poet, novelist, essayist, and translator who lived from 1761 to 1827. She was known for her support of radical causes such as abolitionism and the French Revolution. One of her first works was titled An Ode on the Peace, and it celebrated the end of the American Revolution. Williams was educated by her mother and began publishing her poetry and essays with the help of a mentor, Dr. Andrew Kipnis. She lived an interesting life and actually ended up in a Luxembourg prison for her political beliefs. But when she was freed, she fled to Switzerland and continued writing poems, letters, sketches, and some short fiction and translation until her death in 1827. Our next poem comes from Robert Frost, and like many of Robert Frost's poems, it's a reflective, contemplative piece, a story about two men who have a conversation. They're from different walks of life. One wants to buy Christmas trees, and the other has a lot of Christmas trees on his land, but he wonders if he wants to sell them. And the title of this poem is Christmas Trees, A Christmas Circular Letter. The city had withdrawn into itself and left at last the country to the country. When between whirls of snow not come to lie and whirls of foliage not yet laid, there drove a stranger to our yard who looked the city, yet did in country fashion, in that there he sat and waited till he drew us out a buttoning a coats to ask him who he was. He proved to be the city come again to look for something it had left behind and could not do without and keep its Christmas. He asked if I would sell my Christmas trees, my woods, the young fir balsams like a place where houses all are churches and have spires. I hadn't thought of them as Christmas trees. I doubt if I was tempted for a moment to sell them off their feet, to go in cars, and leave the slope behind the house all bare, where sun shines now no warmer than the moon. I'd hate to have them know if it was I. Yet more I'd hate to hold my trees except as others hold theirs or refuse for them, beyond the time of profitable growth, the trial by market everything must come to. I dallied so much with the thought of selling. Then, whether from mistaken courtesy and fear of seeming short of speech, or whether from hope of hearing good of what was mine, I said, there aren't enough to be worthwhile. I could soon tell how many they would cut. You let me look them over, the man said. You could look, but don't expect I'm going to let you have them. Pasture they spring in, some in clumps too close that lop each other of boughs, but not a few quite solitary and having equal boughs all round and round. The latter he nodded yes to, or paused to say beneath some lovelier one with a buyer's moderation, that would do. I thought so too, but wasn't there to say so. We climbed the pasture on the south, crossed over, and came down on the north. He said, 1,000. 1,000 Christmas trees? At what a piece? He felt some need of softening that to me. 1,000 Christmas trees would come to $30. Then I was certain I had never meant to let him have them. Never show surprise. But $30 seemed so small beside the extent of pasture I would strip. 3 cents, for that was all they figured out apiece. 3 cents so small beside the dollar I should be writing to within the hour would pay in cities for good trees like those. Regular vestry trees whole Sunday schools could hang enough on to pick off enough. 1,000 Christmas trees I didn't know I had. Worth 3 cents more to give away than sell, as may be shown by a simple calculation. Too bad I couldn't lay one in a letter. I can't help wishing I could send you one. In wishing you herewith a Merry Christmas. Well, Robert Frost has a lot of famous poems, but this one was completely new to me, so maybe it was to you also. I hope you enjoyed it. Next, we have some poems that are specifically for young children. And so if you have any young children around you, you might want to gather them around to listen. And I hope you're kind of like me, where you've still got a lot of child left in you. So these are fun to hear. The first one is titled Help Wanted by Timothy Tocher. Santa needs new reindeer. The first bunch has grown old. Dasher has arthritis. Comet hates the cold. Prancer's sick of staring at Dancer's big behind. Cupid married Blitzen, and Donder lost his mind. Dancer's mad at Vixen for stepping on his toes. Vixen's being thrown out. She laughed at Rudolph's nose. So if you are a reindeer, we hope you will apply. There is just one tricky part. You must know how to fly. Five Little Reindeer is the next poem. Five little reindeer playing in the snow. The first one said, "Can you see my nose glow?" The second one said, "Listen to me sing." The third one said, "I can hear the bells ring." The fourth one said, "Let's eat the pie." The fifth one said, "I'm ready to fly." Then clomp went their hooves, and the snow fell white as the five little reindeer flew out of sight. None of these poems, other than the first one, have authors attributed to them. I would certainly like to let you know who wrote these, but it wasn't available to me when I found these on a website. The website was 31 Wonderful Poems, and I think it was from Parade Magazine, in case you want to find these again. Continuing on, A Chubby Little Snowman. This poem tells a tale of a snowman who loses his carrot nose. A chubby little snowman had a carrot nose. Along came a bunny, and what do you suppose? That hungry little bunny, looking for some lunch, grabbed that snowman's nose. Nibble, nibble, crunch. Next is Little Jack Horner, and though it's not explicitly about Christmas, this nursery rhyme is often associated with Christmas, and you'll hear why, or maybe you remember. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating a Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Next, this one paints a vivid picture of the sights and sounds of the holiday season. The title is, "I've Been Waiting for Christmas." I've been waiting for Christmas, and it's almost here. I've been waiting for Christmas. Santa's getting near. Can't you hear the sleigh bells ringing? Reindeer up so high. Can't you hear the children singing as they watch the sky? Next, we have some funny poems that might make for some giggling. The Day Before Christmas. We have been helping with the cake and licking out the pan and wrapping up our packages as neatly as we can. We've hung our stockings up beside the open grate, and now there's nothing more to do except to wait and wait. Santa's Lazy Elf. 5 more days till Christmas, Santa and his crew were working overtime, making children's dreams come true. Santa's elves were scurrying around the workshop floor, except for little Ty, who was napping by the door. "Wake up, Ty," Santa shouted. "There's no time to sleep. We've got millions of toys to make. Now get up on your feet." Next poem is titled Peppermint Stick. I took a lick of a peppermint stick, and oh, it tasted yummy. It used to be on the Christmas tree, but now it's in my tummy. This next poem celebrates the beauty of nature during the winter season. It's called The Littlest Christmas Tree. The littlest Christmas tree lived in a meadow of green among a family of tall evergreens. He learned how to whisper the evergreen song with the slightest of wind that came gently along. I'm Nina here at Sunsounds reading special holiday poems for you today, and I hope you're enjoying them. We have a few more. This one is titled December 26th by Ken Nesbitt. A BB gun, a model plane, a basketball, electric train, a bicycle, a cowboy hat, a comic book, a baseball bat, a deck of cards, a science kit, a racing car, a catcher's mitt. So that's my list of everything that Santa Claus forgot to bring. That brings a chuckle, doesn't it? The next poem is by Shel Silverstein, a beloved children's poet and illustrator. He does wonderful drawings to go along with all his poems. They're line drawings. And he also composed music. He's quite a talented man. This one is titled Snowball. I made myself a snowball, as perfect as could be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and let it sleep with me. I made it some pajamas and a pillow for its head. Then last night it ran away, but first it wet the bed. So that gives you an idea of Shel Silverstein's poems if you're not already familiar with them. They're often so whimsical and ironic, and they also have some deep creative thought that goes into them. So I hope you enjoyed that one. Now let's enjoy some short poems. This one is for Hanukkah. Light the Festive Candles is the title, and it's by Eileen Fisher. Light the first of eight tonight, the farthest candle to the right. Light the first and second too, when tomorrow's day is through. Then light three, then light four, every dusk one candle more, till all eight burn bright and high, honoring the day gone by, when the temple was restored, rescued from the Syrian Lord, and an eight-day feast proclaimed, the Festival of Lights, well named, to celebrate the joyous day when we regained the right to pray to our one God in our own way. Next, a poem from Langston Hughes. The title is Winter Moon. How thin and sharp is the moon tonight, how thin and sharp and ghostly white is the slim, curved crook of the moon tonight. The Children's Carol is next, and it's by Eleanor Farheon. Here we come again, again, and here we come again. Christmas is a single pearl swinging on a chain. Christmas is a single flower in a barren wood. Christmas is a single sail on the salty flood. Christmas is a single star in the empty sky. Christmas is a single song sung for charity. Here we come again, again, to sing to you again. Give a single penny that we may not sing in vain. Next, by David McCord, a poem titled From a Christmas Package. My stockings where, he'll see it, there, one half a pair. The tree is sprayed, my prayers are prayed, my wants are weighed. I've made a list of what he missed last year. I've kissed my father, mother, sister, brother. I've done those other things I should and would and could. So far, so good. It's a charming one, isn't it? It shows a little boy sitting with a single stocking hung over the fireplace and his hands folded in front of him, gazing at the tree in anticipation. I Heard a Bird Sing by Oliver Herford. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December, a magical thing and sweet to remember. We are nearer to spring than we were in September. I heard a bird sing in the dark of December. Next, another poem by Eileen Fisher, Merry Christmas. I saw on the snow, when I tried my skis, the track of a mouse beside some trees. Before he tunneled to reach his house, he wrote Merry Christmas in white in mouse. I like to see Christmas. That's the title of our next poem, and the author is unknown. I like to see the stockings. I like to see the gifts. I like to see the bells. And I like to see the tree. And I like to see Santa looking back at me. Peppermint stick. Again, the author is unknown. I took a lick of a peppermint stick, and oh, it tasted yummy. It used to be on the Christmas tree, but now it's in my tummy. A Christmas Angel by Denise Burke. Oh, I wish I was an angel on the tree. Oh, I wish I was an angel on the tree. I'd give every girl and boy lots of Christmas peace and joy. Oh, I wish I were an angel on the tree. Five Little Reindeer. Five little reindeer playing in the snow. The first one said, "Can you see my nose glow?" The second one said, "Listen to me sing." The third one said, "I can hear the bells ring." The fourth one said, "Let's eat the pie." The fifth one said, "I'm ready to fly." Then clomp went their hooves, and the snow fell white as the five little reindeer flew out of sight. Next, by Joe Geis, Christmas Long Ago. Frosty days and ice-still nights, fir trees trimmed with tiny lights, sound of sleigh bells in the snow, that was Christmas long ago. Tykes on sleds and shouts of glee, icy window filigree, sugar plums and candle glow, part of Christmas long ago. Footsteps stealthy on the stair, sweet-voiced carols in the air, stockings hanging in a row, tell of Christmas long ago. Starry nights so still and blue, good friends calling out to you. Life so fast will always slow for dreams of Christmas long ago. Had some nice imagery in that poem, didn't it? I liked the icy window filigree and sweet-voiced carols in the air. Next, we have a poem titled My Christmas Wish for You. This is Nina, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you poetry about the holidays. I hope you're enjoying it. This poem is by Kristen Sicardi. My Christmas wish for you, my friend, is not a simple one. For I wish you hope and joy and peace, days filled with warmth and sun. I wish you love and friendship, too, throughout the coming year. Lots of laughter and happiness to fill your world with cheer. May you count your blessings one by one. And when totaled by the lot, may you find all you've been given to be more than what you sought. May your journeys be short, your burdens light. May all your clouds have silver linings and your rainbows pots of gold. I wish all this and so much more. May all your dreams come true. May you have a Merry Christmas, friend, and a Happy New Year, too. It's a lovely one, and it captures our wishes at Sun Sounds for all of you to have a happy holiday and a wonderful new year. And to close out, we have a special version of the song Winter Wonderland. It's called Tucson Winter Wonderland. And I sure hope you'll hum along because I am not a professional singer, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Palm trees wave, are you listening? In the pool, water's glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, living in a Tucson wonderland. Gone away is the blizzard, here to stay is the lizard. A warm sunny day, we like it that way, living in a Tucson wonderland. In the desert we can have a picnic, cactus sand and rattlesnakes and sun. Christmas dinner is an old tradition. It's pinto beans and tacos by the ton. Later on, we'll perspire. Temperatures rise even higher. A warm, sunny day. We like it that way. Living in a Tucson wonderland. In the desert, we can have a picnic. Cactus sand and rattlesnakes and sun. Christmas dinner is an old tradition. It's pinto beans and tacos by the ton. Later on, we'll perspire. Temperatures rise even higher. A warm, sunny day, we like it that way. Living in a Tucson wonderland. Well, I sure hope you enjoyed my attempt at Tucson winter wonderland. And more importantly, I hope you sang along, or hummed along anyway. I'm Nina, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds, with you for this special reading of holiday poems. All of us here at Sun Sounds wish you a very happy holiday.